Simonim Kuf Samach Zayin through Reshit Beis. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Baruch and Bracha Barachov. We're in their house and pleasantly surprised when they got a knock on the door. And who's there? Rabbi Gershom Elzer Shlita. Rabbi Gershom Elzer Shlita. Can I come in? Sure, no problem. I wanted to speak to you about something. I said, no problem. We were just about to eat our lunch. He says, no problem. Sit and eat your lunch. I'll watch as you eat your lunch. You know, you know what it is when a baki in halacha is sitting there watching your every move. So he made sure he had just snacked a little bit beforehand on some mashed potatoes. He was about to wash. And he made sure, as he went through his entire suda from beginning to end, to make sure that he did all the things kalacha. He started off, do I have to make a brina fashis on my mashed potatoes? Well, mashed potatoes are hadama, first place, because even though they're mashed, they retain their bracha. And any other thing which does not retain its state, if it's not nigger what it is, then it turns into a sha'akol. But this retains its bracha. Since mashed potatoes is something that you would not have to make a bracha to chasuda, therefore, it does not. It needs a bracha before you wash. Had it been something which you need to make a bracha to chasuda, like fruit, then depending on whether or not you have the sudas, whether or not you have to make a bracha. If it's something which is a tavshel mezaynes, only if you have in the suda, then it doesn't need a bracha beforehand. However, if it's possible b'kis, then regardless whether you have it in the suda, then it does not need a bracha. So he made his brain of fashis and he went to go wash. Went to go wash, gets to the table, and he realizes that he didn't bring the knife. So he knows that you're allowed to say havlam v'nivrech, it's not considered hefzik, but it's better not to if you don't have to. So instead he just motions, and they bring the knife, sure enough, and he makes the amaitzi. He knows there's two different types of bread there. He saw that there's bagels, and there's some spelt bread. So he knows you take the chita first. Chita has kedima. Even if it's a prusa, it has kedima over a shalim, because it's first in the pasuk, and it's shivas haminim. This happens to be that this bagel was gluten-free, so it had merino flour, which is, as we know, 50% wheat starch and 50% of corn starch. Therefore, halach is, as soon as you make the bracha, you're supposed to have a kezayis. So here you have to have two kezayisim, because the two types of flour, each one is detracted from the second one. And therefore, even though altogether you're not include all the ingredients, when it comes to flour, you need a kezayis of bread, which is, everything is tafel to the flour. If you have two flours, then the tafel to both of the flours, you have to split in half, so you have to have double. So, he realizes it beforehand, he picks up his thing, puts his 10 fingers on like he knows he's supposed to, and he says, Baruch Atah Melech HaOlam, picks up with Hashem, Amoiti Lechem Min HaAretz, and the halacha is really supposed to cut from the part which is the top and the bottom together. However, the Bir Halacha says if it's very small, the derech is to just rip it off, then it's not a problem, that's also quick, you can do that. He had a bagel, and just rips it off, and he quickly takes the bite for himself. He doesn't hand it out like the Ramah says, it's better not to hand it out beforehand. The Ramah says you're allowed to, the Taz says it's better not to, and the Mishabur brings it down, because it's unnecessary hefsek, because they can't be eat before you eat. They can't be, since they need your bread, you're supposed to eat first. You're supposed to eat first. You get the first course served, is appetizers and fruit platter. So now he really doesn't know what to do, because the halacha is, if you're kaveh on fruit, then you have to eat the tchila v'pas. And if you're not kaveh, then at least tchila v'saif. Mishapur says the best thing is really to make a bracha. It really depends on whether or not it's considered a part of the suit. It's not a part of the suit. He didn't know what to do. He saw Gershom Elzer looking at him, eyeing him from the corner of his eye. The best thing to do is to make a bracha before the suit, maybe in such a case. You could do tchila v'saif. You decide, you know what, I'll just leave it for the end. I'll leave it for dessert, and I know for sure that I can make a bracha on it. Leave it for dessert. Out, they bring the fish, and he has the fish, and the halacha is mayim and tzayim. You're supposed to do afterwards before the meat. The mitzvah minig isn't really that we do mayim and tzayim, but nevertheless, Sharatian says you should have a drink in between. So he has the shalash schnapps in between. Does he make a bracha on the schnapps inside the suda or not? So ba'etam, anything which is tafel to the suda is, we look at this as a chelik of the suda, because you're doing it to be mafrid between the two, and therefore lamais that's tafel to the suda, you want to make a bracha on it. The minig is not to make a bracha on anything which is part of the suda. When it's coffee at the end of the suda, the Mishnah Berurah is metzadet as if the whole purpose is just for the ikul, the hashvi says ha'oichol, I think he says. In such a case, maybe you have to make a bracha. It's a suffix. Best thing to do is to use some sugar and stir the rest. He continues on to his meal, and he eats his chicken and potatoes, and he gets the dessert. He gets the dessert, and he has, dessert was supposed to be cake, but now he left this fruit platter for the end, so he has two desserts, cake and fruit platter. So on the cake, the shalazi make a bracha. So we know that pas babakisnin, which is anything, one of the three, either nilish or memule or parich, the halacha is it has a din of pas babakisnin misafik, and if you convey a suda on it, then you have to wash and bench. And teich suda misafik, that maybe it's really pas, each one of them, you wouldn't make a bracha, at the end of the suda as well. However, if they have all three tanaim, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, that we would make a bracha, and therefore if that is all three, parich, nilish, memule, you would make a bracha. Now, the cake also has cream. Do you make a bracha on the cream, which is on the cake, or not? That's the ikar tafel. Kokama that it's really a tafel to, we make one bracha, one every food item gets one bracha, and therefore, you only make a mezonis, you do not have to make a shakal on the cream. What's considered ikar? What defines what's considered ikar? Well, it's the ikar of the, what's that? Oh, if it has all three tonight, then you make a bracha on the cake. If you does not, then you do not have to make a bracha on the cake, and the chora, L'chora, in this case, what then? It won't crack. No. So it depends what type of. If it's something which has all three tonight, then in the chanami you would make a brach on it, and you would not make a brach on the cream. The ikr is zikr, chamesh min adagan, even if it would be a mirt, it would be considered the ikr. Certainly when it's the rave, because the rave is always considered the ikr if it's not chamesh min adagan. Now, what you want, that would be considered. If the guy is eating it, mamish, just for the cream, then L'chora would make a brach on the cream. Now, with regard to the fruit platter, so it's the end of the meal, it's not a good, you would have to make a bracha. Now, what bracha do you make in the fruit platter? So, what was on the fruit platter? Grapes and oranges and watermelon. So, what bracha do you make first? What bracha do you make second? The halacha is if you just have two ha'etzes, you always go basar shivas aminim, not basar chaviv. If they're both shivas aminim, then you go whichever one is muktam in the pasuk. If they're both not shivas aminim, whichever one is chaviv. If you have an eighth and a hadama, then, if they're all the same amount of chavivis, you take the eighth before the adama. If they're not, then you do the chavivis beforehand. If the adama is more chaviv, you like watermelon more than grapes, then even though it's shivas aminim, you do the hadama before, you do the adama before the eighth. As opposed to the rest of the other things, never change. And that is, first is really hamaiti, then is mezonis, then is hagofen, then is ha'eitz, adama sha'akol. So anytime you have a chaviv of sha'akol, it's never going to beat out a hadama or a ha'eitz. However, with ha'etz and adama, since they're very, very similar in bracha, it's not considered that it's two different sugim of brachas. Mamela, it's not considered more specific, and therefore, if the hadama is more chaviv, you would go with the hadama over the ha'etz. So that's what he did. A bracha, he happened to have liked the fruit more, so he makes the. If once he likes the fruit more, then we go back to the chaviv. We go back to the shivat aminim, not like the Rambam that says you go back to the chaviv always, and you make a bracha on the grapes. Make a bracha on the grapes and might say everything else. Then you would make a bracha on the adam with the watermelon afterwards. You get the benching. The benching pot is everything. We don't have a seif ha-suda. Something which is considered seif ha-suda, nechal b'seif ha-suda, when you're moishi chadim and a pas, the moishi b'r pasim zep is manen, we don't have that. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha chorin on this. Your benching is going to pasim. Now, benching. So he says, yeah, let's bench. Oh, let's bench. You ready? That's it. You come out, sir. As that's like kavla v'nivrich, l'chara. You say, well, let's bench. And certainly, my machreinim would be. The question is, do you do a zimun? It's him and his wife and Rav Gershom Meltzer. So Rav Gershom Meltzer, they had offered a drink before and had the drink, but it's only to we get the tzir. If you can't be mitzaref his wife, women are not mitzaref. They have to answer to three men, but they're not mitzaref. Mitzaref to the. They're not mitzaref to make three. So we decided the halacha is if you have two people here, there's a mitzvah lachzor hashlishi. In this case, that the guy didn't wash, could be that there's no mitzvah lachzor hashlishi. He went to be chazor hashlishi. There was his cousin was there. Cousin was in the house, the second room, they kicked him out as soon as Gershom Meltzer came. And as long as they're still eating, if he had said Avlam V'Nivrich, then L'chora they can't eat anymore, he wouldn't be Mitzaref. If they didn't say Avlam V'Nivrich, he'd be able to have bread, and as long as they finish together, he'd be able to be Mitzaref. You have three people, and even if Gershom Meltzer wouldn't answer, Chas V'Shalom, just to test them, to see whether or not they ate it, they still would be able to make a Zimun, and V'chlal, with drinking, he's able to say Baruch Shachan and Mishalai. Unless it's water, you wouldn't be able to say. If not, then you say Boishes Lai Baruch Baruch Shemay Tami Lai Levay. If he didn't eat, but if he didn't eat in this case, then he wouldn't have been Mitzaref and he wouldn't have had him Zimun in the first place. Memeila, yeah. Then the halacha is you Baruch once you have three people, there's an Indian to be Baruch Halakayis. So the three Machlokes when you need a Kayis, there is an Indian if you have wine in the house and you have a Zimun, there's an Indian to be Baruch Halakayis. Once you have a Kayis, then you should do everything that a Kayis requires, which is Chai Mali Iter Itov. Pick it up, put on your hat, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and go. You're doing Zimun, at least the first bracha has got to be out loud. Everybody's supposed to say word for word together with the Mezamin. So then the first bracha, if you only have 3 people, if you have 10 people, there's mashmoris that you don't have to, at least in the Torah, that maybe in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So those that were Ma'ir, it doesn't hold that way, which is very good art, so far it's hard for me to say. But the Mishnah Berurah does say at the end of Reish, Simin Reish, that if you have 10 people, you only have to stop till, only have to listen till Baruch Shalom Shalom Tzvichinu. If you have 3 people, then you have to stop. If you have multiple, you have to stop and listen until the end of Hazonas Hakol. Finishes the bracha, makes a Brei Pri Hagafen. Anybody else that wants to be Yoytze with his Brei Pri Hagafen, anybody else that wants to be Yoytze with his Brei Pri Hagafen, is Dafa Yoytze, if they were Mechavin and they thought they were going to have. If not, then they would have to make a Brei Pri Hagafen. Afterwards, he finished, made a Brei Pri Hagafen, he drank. How much did he drink? So, Beis Hamikdash has to drink a Mali Lugma. However, if you drink a Malilugma, you're getting yourself into question. Therefore, in this case, he decided to drink Revius. Makes it once you drink Revius, he made an Alagefen, Val Pri Hagefen, and he answers if the wine is from Eretz Yisrael, you say Al Pri Gafno. If it's not, you say Alagefen or Pri Hagefen. And at the end of the entire thing, he made a mistake. And he said Al Aretz Al Aperis. Nevertheless, he's Yitzchak. And that's it. He smiled. Turns to Gershom Meltzer, and Gershom Meltzer is floored. He says, "You must learn in the Chabur on top of Meir Sharon, don't you?" Ashrei Matev Chalkeinu, Baruch Hashem Abayisai, that we were zeche to learn all these halachas over the course of the past 2.5 years, really. But halachas are brachas, and Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shezachinu.